This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Barry Weiss is Jewish and the author of the book How to Fight Anti-Semitism. She noticed something 20 years ago when she was a college student and started writing about an ideology that seemed to contradict everything she had been taught since she was a child. She admits that she may not have perceived the nature of this ideology if it had not been for the fact that she was a Jew. She noticed that she was being written out of the equation and that the whole system rested on an illusion. It was a worldview that replaced basic ideas about good and evil with a new rubric, the powerless are good and the powerful are bad. Over the past two decades, she has seen this inverted worldview swallow each institution. She's seen it in the universities. As a staff editor at the New York Times, she saw it pervade the media. She has seen it influence in everything from major corporations to medical schools, law schools, and high schools. It's also shown up in the Jewish community. Important Jewish organizations accepted this worldview to signal solidarity with the fight for equal rights. The problem is this worldview measures fairness by equality of outcome rather than opportunity. Well, if you haven't figured it out by now, she's talking about wokeness and especially DEI, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion. She acknowledged that these three words represent noble causes, but are camouflage and justification for arrogating power. That is why she says it is time to end DEI for good. You know, wokeness and DEI are undermining America and the principles that make this nation great. We should be fighting for those principles and against a social scoring system that punishes hard work and success. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.